It's easy to make contact with Dr. J and the Traders. Call. 866-TCB-NEWS.
866-TCB-NEWS.
Email address is tcbnews@hotmail.com.
tcbnews@hotmail.com.
Folks, welcome back to Taking Care of Business with Dr. J. A great day for the Bulls today. A horrible day for the Bears. The Bulls putting up nearly 500 points in positive numbers on the Dow and a turnaround of nearly 700 points. Dow futures this morning, folks, were down over 200 points. We finish higher by 488 points. The NASDAQ, which was lower by better than 35 points this morning, higher by 61 points today, better than 5% to the upside out of the NASDAQ. And as promised, we have Fari Hamzi of Hamzi Analytics. That's H-A-M-Z-E-I, analytics.com. We're going to be talking with the genius that created this site and introducing all of you to Mr. Fari Hamzi right now. Welcome to the show, Fari.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. J, for such a kind words.
Well, hi, Fari. That's Tom Howell from PTI, Fari.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
All right. It's been a while, Fari. Although you and I talk every day, Tommy has been basically doing a lot of trading and money managing over here at PTI, and we've been marveling at the success. And we love, by the way, the new site.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hamzi Analytics, folks, again, H-A-M-Z-E-I, Analytics. If you go there and check it out, this is a fabulous site. You'll hear him quoted all the time on CNBC, Tom Costello, virtually five or six different people at CNBC quote Fari's site all the time because it is one of the most unique sites. Because Fari actually a couple years ago talked to me and said, Doc, here's what I'm thinking about doing. I think that in many cases you can see what's going on in the underlying stock by paying attention to the derivatives. And Fari was one of the guys that did some groundbreaking work looking at unusual option volumes, in particular dollar-weighted option volumes. So if you see 2,000 calls trade and 2,000 puts trade, if the 2,000 puts are $2 and the 2,000 calls that trade are 25 cents, obviously the bigger money is being placed on the put side, which is the bearish side of the market. And Fari, this has been a great predictor, and that's why Tom Costello and the like quote you so frequently, because it's been a great predictor of market moves.
Well, it has it's gone through a good test for the last 18 months, as you know, and through both sideways markets, up market or down market, it's been a pretty good help. This morning, you know, when we opened, of course, well, let me go back a little bit. Last night, the Europe was really bad. When I went to sleep, it was terrible. The pension funds were dumping. This morning, when I saw the Regis family and your favorite, about to get into favorite clothing of yours, you know, the orange jumpsuits, and then we gapped down. The first thing I looked at was our put calls, and put calls were heavily up, and it looked very, very bad. As we move forward, there was a decrease in the put calls across the board. As you know, we watch them by individual equities, so we're running about 150 of them. And I'm looking at the large caps, the NDX components, the SOX, the SPX components, and as they start decreasing, it was telling me that massive rally is coming. And then, of course, we turned on our trading systems, mechanical, trend following, and volatility based for exits. And we had a tremendous day. I mean, exhausted, but tremendous day. We took about five trades. One of them, we made a little bit of money. The other four were bullseyes. I mean, the transcripts on the site will be available this weekend on the weekend update report that's free for everyone. You will see, everybody was just stunned how our short-term futures systems, or we call them affectionately a Tomcats, the airplane that Grumman built, the Tomcats really ruled the skies of Chicago.
Well, Fari, tell us just a little bit, for instance, about how heavy the bets were being placed on the SPX puts, and all of a sudden how much that swung away from the put volume into the call volume.
Well, I can go back, I'll tell you how we finished toward the day, and then I'll tell you how we started. We closed about $600 million worth of SPX trades today, of which The dollar ratio was 1.7, so about 376 million of it was on the puts, and 224 was on the calls. So all along, the puts were more than the calls, and the ratio changed more, of course, toward the calls as the day progressed. But I can pull back some of our earlier numbers, and as we speak here, I will go over that with you.
How about this, too, Fari?
Sure.
You see, again, Tom Costello and the other folks that will report your numbers.
Rob Pisani and Mary Thompson, yeah.
There you go. They will say, for instance, the implied volatility, or the VIX,
right,
as a measurement of fear in the marketplace,
right,
has been going crazy. And we got back up to basically just shy of September highs.
Right.
In those numbers, and how much did we back off in that VIX today as the market rallied, Fari?
Well, I will get there for you, too. We opened the VIX around, let's see here, we opened around 54.49
on the VIX. So that's the highs of September, practically.
Correct. Very close. And then we closed 45.29, which is about 10% decrease in VIX. That's a huge number in one day. The VIXen, also built by Professor Wiley for SIBO. We opened at 69.47 and we closed about 1.1% down at 65.59. One thing that I would bring to your attention, as you know, one of our people that often frequents our site is the great Steve Shobin. And he is an avid follower of our VIX complex, because we have VIXs for stocks, for biotechs, for banking. In all the sectors, we look at them by VIXs. And as you know, for the upcoming single stock futures, we've been running VIXs to build a historical database. Well, this morning, his call was, give me your top line, where are the VIXs at? We look at usually at biotech, which is BBH, as a proxy for biotech. We look at stocks or SMH and BKX. I've been looking for a 90, a VIX call of 90, or equivalent of VIX computation, I should say, for biotechs and semiconductors. We hit there. We were on 89 something on the at the low on SMH. And to me, as I was earlier mentioning to some of our people, was that it reminded me of Old Blue Eyes singing, "The end is near."
Frank, sorry, I have one question. I mean, obviously, most the standard option customer is going to do exactly what you say they're going to do. They're going to panic and buy puts on the downside, and they'll probably buy calls or buy stock on the upside.
Right.
What do you do as people get a little more sophisticated? I mean, in General Electric, for instance, I just happened to walk through the trading room, and our customers were huge put sellers in there in the last couple of days because like you're saying, the VIX was so high.
Right.
The stock was down so low. I mean, I don't think that happens too often. So I think your thing actually works pretty well. But what do you do if actually people get a lot more sophisticated? Would you have to figure out whether the initiation was on the sell or the buy side to be real accurate?
I have not done any studies in that area. I wouldn't know. What I've been looking at is, as you know, as the VIX has 8 MIVs in there. It's basically you're balancing 8 MIVs in real time. When your MIVs increase, Dr. J likes to call them expansion MIV, the premiums gets too rich. When they get this far, your more experienced option players are going to be selling the premiums.
Right.
And they're really playing on a volatility trade. It is not, they're making the money off the collapse in volatilities. So as the VIX was rising, your more sophisticated players were selling their premiums because they knew this is not going to last. We're going to have expansion here, and then it would be parabolic. The volatility is going to drop, and where they make the money is on a collapse on the premium. So they will be selling the premiums.
Well, especially...
I'm not an options player. I don't trade options. I use them as a leading indicator. I trade futures. For my own reasons, and I won't get into that, but futures gives me the push that I need, and then I use high-speed trend-following systems to watch, go through the day, and of course, our blend, we blend in the sentiment, and how we look at sentiment is the put-call ratios live, and MIVs live in our financial laboratory here.
So you're saying the real indicator maybe isn't so much the absolute number of calls versus puts, it's the trend and the change that you're seeing during the day.
I watch the trend, yes, the change in it. As a matter of fact, one of the key items that Dr. J has been pushing me to develop and get ready and move forward is charting this data. As you know, this data is very, very unique. We've been building about 2 years of worth of historicals, and we use them for research. But pretty soon we will have them on charting where we can see the trend and project it out.
Folks, you've been listening to Fari Hamzi, the creator, the genius behind HamziAnalytics.com. That's HAMZEI, Analytics.com. You can link to him through Tom's site, PTIsecurities.com. Fari, thanks for being on the show with us. We'll bring him on again next time, folks.
Take care, Fari.
Thank you, Fari.